الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ففروا إلى الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الإيمان ليخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب الخلق، فجددوا إيمانكم. قالوا: يا رسول الله، كيف نجدد إيماننا؟ قال: جددوا إيمانكم بلا إله إلا الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام الطبراني رحمه الله في المعجم الكبير عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, another year has passed from the life of every individual on the surface of the earth. And every year is a reminder that a phase of our life has decreased. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah used to say, Hassan al-Basri, the great tabi'i of this ummah, he used to say, he was born in 21 Hijri, so approximately 10 years after the demise of the Messenger of Allah, Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was born. So he says, حياتك أنفاس تعد. Your life is a combination of some breaths. Every breath that you take is decreasing from the span of your life. So every year that passes in our life is a year closer to our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, the hadith is quoted by Imam Muslim, it's quoted by Imam Bukhari, both in their respective sahihs from Sayyidina Abu Huraira, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam in Kitab al-Ilm, in the chapter of knowledge, number one, and also in the chapter of Asharat al-Sa'ah, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam has mentioned some signs of Qiyamah. One of the signs the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam mentioned was يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. Time will come close to one another. What does that mean? Time will come close to one another. Multiple meanings. One of the meanings is قِلَّةُ زَمَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ وَقِلَّةُ الْبَرَكَةِ قِسَرُ زَمَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ قِسَرُ زَمَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ وَقِلَّةِ الْبَرَكَةِ فِيهَا. That means there will be no barakah in time. There will be absolutely no barakah, no blessing in time. Just give you an example. What our pious predecessors did in the span of their lifetime, it is impossible for me and you, let alone do, even understand and fathom. The likes of Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, rahimahullah. Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, the great Shafi'i scholar who was born in 849 Hijri, 849 he was born, and he passed away in 911. Now just imagine, he wrote over 500 kitabs. 500 kitabs. He wrote the Tafsir of Jalalain, which is a commentary of the Quran, 15 juz in 40 days. In Muddatul Kaleem. See why? Because they had barakah in their time. Today, number one, the Messenger of Allah, salatu wasalam, so one meaning of that means the people will not live the way they lived in the previous zamana. You know how much people lived? 100, 90, 200, maybe in the zamana of Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud. Their children used to become mature and baligh at the age of approximately 300. At the age of approximately 250, their age spans were 4, 5, 6, 700. So number one, it can mean that. Number two, it can mean there will be absolutely no barakah in time. Number three, it can mean Qiyamah is coming closer and closer and closer. This is يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. The word yataqarabu zaman can also mean that the time will go so fast. 1 year will seem like a month. A month will seem like a week. A week will seem like a day. A day will seem like a hour. And 1 hour will seem like one of you holding to a hot burning coal in your hand. In other words, how long are you able to hold a hot burning coal on your hand? Not much at all. That is how 1 hour will seem. So we are living through a time whereby time is going very, very fast. We don't have, unfortunately, we don't have time on our side. People will look back at the last year and they will see maybe their achievements. They will see what plans materialized. They will see what goals were achieved by them. People will also see their downfalls. People will also see what they did not attain. But for a Muslim, what we must understand in regards to the last year and in regards to the coming year, and inshallah, I just want to leave you with something that hopefully you can go back and inshallah, you can remember. So inshallah, I'll try and make it very, very simple. For a Muslim, every year that we pass in our lives, we are coming closer and closer to our death. See, a lot of people wait for New Year resolutions to become better. A lot of people wait for New Year resolutions, number one. Number two, a lot of people wait for the coming of Ramadan. Number three, a lot of people wait for, let's say, Muharram to come. A lot of people might wait, why? You know what, inshallah, this year I'm planning to go for Hajj. That is the time I will change my life. But what guarantee do you have you are going to live till Hajj? You know, I'm just going to share with you, I'm sure you know what happened. You know, Anthony Joshua and his friends, they were in a car, they're traveling in Nigeria. Okay, they're overtaking. In that maneuver, they go into a standing truck and two individuals have passed away. Two individuals have passed away. You know, you don't know where death is coming around the corner. So it's never right for a Muslim to say, I will do it, but I will do it tomorrow. I'm waiting for Ramadan. I am waiting for Hajj. I am waiting for the New Year. I'm waiting for Ramadan. You know, maybe sometimes some people are waiting for some dramatic event to happen in the family. You know, maybe inshallah, when someone very, very close passes away, then you know, mashallah, it hits. Okay, tomorrow it may be my turn. But thousands of people around us are dying, but we don't take heed. So now for me and you, I want to leave you with a few words. Inshallah, if you can realize these words, for a Muslim, we have to see, I want to make my spirituality better than what it was last year. And that's what I want to attain. And inshallah, there's a few words that we can remember, inshallah. And if you remember those words, inshallah, you can... this is something that will give you hope. It is something to aim for. It is something that inshallah we can plan for. What are the things? They are simple to remember because they all remember... Sorry, they all start with... MashaAllah, you can remember because that also remembers with R. So all the words I'm going to tell you, they all start with R. They all start with R. So what do you remember? This is what you remember. Number one, renew for the new year and for the rest of your life. Number one, renew. Number two, rush. Number three, repent. Number four, reform. Number five, rely on Allah. Inshallah, you can carry on. There are so many words, but I maybe I've got very, very minimal time. Inshallah, just try and elaborate on one or two of them, or three of them, inshallah. What do we take back, inshallah, to give us hope for the new year? The first thing and the foremost, inshallah, is number one, we need to renew. What does it mean to renew? The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, told me and you, there will come a time a person will wake up in the morning, he will be a believer, and in the evening, he is going to be a kafir. We are living through a time where apostasy has become absolutely normalized. Apostasy has become normalized. And you know, today people don't even realize we are becoming hypocrites. We are becoming munafiq. Trust has completely gone. Honesty, amanat has completely gone. You know why? So many of us, you look at yourself afterwards, inshallah, look at your WhatsApp status. I was, you know, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala forgive me, but inshallah, there was someone sent me a TikTok video. And on the TikTok video, it was showing how many people have music as their status on WhatsApp. You know, when you open it, and inshallah, you see the status, okay, it's music, and their Facebook as well, Instagram as well. So many people, okay, have got music. Today, we don't realize, we wake up in the morning, we have iman, we are in the evening, and we have lost our faith. So what do we need to do? Number one, first and foremost, inshallah, and this is a daily exercise for every individual, because I and you do not know when and how we may lose our iman. Sometimes we say things that it has taken me and you out of the fold of iman, and we don't even realize. One saint passed away, someone saw him in a dream, and the dream was, someone is asking him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? You know, in how was the matter in the next world, i.e. in alam barzakh, in the world of the grave, how was that life? So he said, you know, I was presented before the angels, and I was asked, what have you brought? What have you brought? I said, you know, oh Allah, I have brought tawheed. I have brought tawheed. The individual was told, اذكر ليلة اللبن. Why don't you remember the night of the milk? That was the night when you drink milk. You drank milk in the evening. When you woke up in the morning and you had a belly and a stomach ache, and someone asked you what's wrong, he said, because I had the milk last night, I've become unwell. So the milk can make you sick. It's only إذا مريضت فهو يشفين. It's Allah subhanahu. It all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, we renew our iman every single day. The hadith that I quoted in the beginning is a hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And it's quoted by Imam al-Tabrani rahimahullah in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir lit-Tabrani. So it's a beauty, it's a phenomenal work of hadith. It's called Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir of Imam al-Tabrani rahimahullah. And it's got thousands and thousands of hadith. And the hadith number is around 14,600 and something. Okay, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, "Inna al-Iman la yakhlaq fi jawfi ahadikum." Iman becomes old in the bosom, and in one of you, iman becomes old. So the way a cloth that you wear and you wear and you wear, and it becomes worn out, in the same manner, iman, the same happens to iman as well. So what do you do? Fasalu Allaha an yujaddida imanakum. You must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew your iman. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refreshen your iman, to beautify your iman. For me and you, for the new year and for the rest of our lives, we want to do renewal of our faith. And how do we do it? We do it every single day. The hadith mentioned also by Imam from Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal. From Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, if I remember rightly, is also mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Huraira as well. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam said, Jaddidu imanakum. Refreshen your iman. Renew your iman. The Sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, وَكَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَنَا. And how do we refreshen and renew our iman? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You have to frequently recite and read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you do that, inshallah, you will die with iman. You will die with iman. So this is the first thing we want to do, inshallah, and that is to renew our faith, ideally, if we possibly can, every single day. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, try and read it every single day, at least 100 times. أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah from Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. When Rasulullah ﷺ was asked, Messenger of Allah, what's the best form of dhikr that anyone can do? What did the Messenger of Allah say? أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله. The best dhikr that you can do is لا إله إلا الله. Inshallah, then you can hope you will die with iman. Why? تموتون كما تحيون. You will die the way you will live. If we have the word La ilaha illallah, the words of La ilaha illallah on our tongues, inshallah we will die with iman. The Messenger of Allah, a hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, man qala la ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah. Anyone who says la ilaha illallah, that individual will enter into Jannah. So the first message, inshallah, is renew. Renew what? Renew our faith. Renew our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, unfortunately, you know, just inshallah, today people do not leave Iman. Today people do not leave Iman. It's a gradual process that people are distancing themselves from faith. It's a gradual, slow process. What happens? We lack in salah. We lack in dua. We lack in recitation of the Quran. And what happens? There are more and more and more distractions. So therefore, slowly, 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 we come out of Islam and Iman and we don't even realize. So message number one, inshallah, in the new year and inshallah for the rest of our lives, if you possibly can, every single day, you try and renew your faith. And try and understand what you are reading when you are saying, La, la ilaha illallah. You need to remember, La ilaha illallah is the address to Jannah. You have nothing. You have absolutely nothing. You know, mashallah, we always give the example. If you have an envelope, and in the envelope, you have absolutely nothing. But you got a stamp on the envelope, and you've got the address, that envelope will reach the destination, even though you got nothing inside. You have everything inside the envelope. You've got a 10-page essay that you wrote, and a letter, mashallah, that you wrote. But you got no address, you got no stamp. That is not reaching the destination. It will not reach. Why? Because there's no address. My ustad used to say, the address to Jannah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is mine and your address to Jannah. If you have nothing in life, one day inshallah an individual will get into Jannah. One day. Why? Because you got the address. A non-Muslim may have everything, but he's not got the address. You know, it's a very dangerous sentence for me and you to utter. Very, very dangerous. You know what we normally say? Non-Muslims have everything but Iman. No, no, no. They got nothing. They got absolutely nothing because they don't have Iman. You know, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, rahimahullah, he wrote a book of fatawa. It's called Fatawa Rahimiya. It's in multiple volumes, 6, 7 volumes, 8 volumes. And he wrote this, and he's one of the greatest muftis of the Indian subcontinent. MashaAllah, passed away at the age of approximately 105. 105, he was still within his senses. You go to visit him, no matter how you are, it doesn't matter how you are, okay, you are religious, you're not religious, he will ask you to make dua for him. He will ask you to make dua. When we went to visit him for the last time, he was approximately 95, 96 years old. He was on his bed. People were thinking he will die anytime. But thereafter, mashallah, he lived for a few years. Anyone who used to go, he said, Mauli sahab, just make dua for me that Allah Ta'ala grant me death with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because that is what we need to concern ourselves with. So number one, renew your kalima every single moment of your day whenever you are free. And mashallah, you're not reading anything. You just read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Inshallah, slowly, slowly, slowly. Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. You love something, you frequently mention it. Today our youth have on their tongues a PS5. They've got an iPhone 17. MashaAllah, we had one youngster in Upton Lane Masjid, in our local masjid, a 10-year-old. He came, recently he came, when the iPhone 15 came out, he came with a brand new iPhone 15. And he's approximately 10 years old. He's approximately 10 years old. He's still in the maktab and he's still reading the beginning part of the Quran. What is a child doing with a brand new iPhone that maybe people who have been working for many years, even we can't afford? This is a young child and this is what you call digital addiction. This is what you call digital addiction. So my first message, inshallah, is renew our iman every single day. Renew your intention every single day. When you are doing ibadah, when you are doing business, remember, your business, is apparently dunya. But with a good intention, it becomes ibadah. With a good intention, it becomes ibadah. Remember, intention makes the ordinary extraordinary. Your intention will make the ordinary extraordinary. And that is what, alhamdulillah, me and you renew your intentions. So number one, renew your faith every single day. For the rest of your life, inshallah, every single day of 2026, January onwards, right until, that's number one. Number two, the second R is your rush. Rush to do good. You know, a lot of people, what they feel, inshallah, you know what, my children are very, very pious. Inshallah, when they will grow up, mashallah, I've given them ample, I've given them a gadget each year. They've all got an iPhone, they've all got an iPad, they've all got a MacBook, they've got everything, I've done everything for them. You think your children will do anything for you when you die? Okay, you are mistaken. Whatever you want to do, do for yourselves, so long your eyes are open, you can do it. You do not, and I do not know the value of one subhanallah whilst my eyes and your eyes are open. Do what you want to, do it for yourself, because you will sleep in your grave. Don't expect your children to come to the graveyard every day, or maybe even once in a week. They might come, wallahu alam, I don't know, I don't know. Alhamdulillah, if they come every week, alhamdulillah. If they don't, you can expect maybe inshallah they will come on Eid day. They might come on Eid day. Rush to doing good. Rush to doing good, don't wait for anyone. What did the Messenger of Allah salam say? Iyakum wa taswifa. Avoid saying, sawfa atubu, wa sawfa a'mal, wa sawfa af'al. You know, inshallah, I'll do it. Don't say, sawfa atuba. Sawfa means, you know, I will do it in the future. No, no, no. The thought that comes into your mind of doing good. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, rahimahullah, used to say, one of the great shuyukh of Pakistan, used to say, the thought of doing good that comes to your mind is a guest of Allah. That is a mehman of Allah. Ye Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se mehman hai. Agar tumne mehman ka ikram kiya, the mehman will come back. If you respect your guest, it will come back. The thought of doing good that comes to your mind, instantly do it. You think you want to give a charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't say, you know, inshallah, we will do it in Ramadan, because we'll get more reward. You don't know if you're going to live till Ramadan. Okay, do it right now. Why? Because it's a mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab says, لا تؤخر عمل اليوم إلى الغد. Don't delay today's work for tomorrow. Because if you can't do the work of one day in one day, how are you going to do the work of one day in, sorry, two days in one day? So the thought that comes to your mind, you should do it. Do not procrastinate. Shaitan has no problem. You doing amal. So long you say, I will do it tomorrow. He's got absolutely no problem. He says, no problem, you'll do it. But you'll do it tomorrow. And you know what they say, mashallah, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. So inshallah, rush into doing good. Look at the beauty of the Quran. Look at the beauty of the Quran. Look what Quran says. The second ruku of Suratul Mulk, what does Allah say? هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah Ta'ala is the one who subjugated the earth for your benefit. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Because the earth was wild. When Allah created the earth, it started shaking. What did Allah do to stabilize the earth? Allah created mountains. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ غُلِقَتْ. Allah Ta'ala created the pegs for the earth. And the pegs are the mountains. It stabilized the earth. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala made it easy for you. Why? فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. So you may travel, you may walk. So when it comes to dunya, what does Allah say? Walk. Look at Jumu'ah. إِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Sorry, إِذَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha nudiya li salati min yawm al-jumu'ah. What does Allah say? Fas'au ila dhikrillah. Sa'y means to walk slightly fast. Remember, mashy was to walk. You know, slowly, slowly, casually walk. So when you're traveling and you're traversing the entire earth and you're going to Malaysia, you're going to Turkey, Antalya, and you're going all those places, you just walk. You be casual. After Jumu'ah namaz, you're going back to the dunya and you are going to earn your dunya. So when you come for Jumu'ah namaz, fas'au ila dhikrillah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. So you're going to race one another. Because musara'at means when you are racing and competing with one another, okay, in order to excel one another. So there Allah ta'ala says, musara'at. You know, siru, 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 You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word sayr, he uses the word musabaqat, sabiqu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, uses the word musara'at. But only one thing Allah uses the word, run to Allah. Like you have to save your life. Fafirru ila Allah. There Allah uses the word firar. So you want to run, you don't run after the world. Unfortunately, what we have done, we flipped over the equation. We should be running to Allah, but we are running where? We are running to the dunya. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You give preference to the worldly life when the akhirah would have been better for you. So inshallah, my time is over inshallah. But I'll just recap inshallah for the new year and for the rest of our lives to give us more motivation inshallah. Number one, renew. Number two, rush in doing good. Every moment that Allah Ta'ala has given you and me is an opportunity in life. It's never coming back. Gaya waqt fir haath aata nahi. Kaagaz ki naav sada chalti nahi. MashaAllah, I don't know if everyone understood that. You know, gaya waqt fir haath aata nahi. The time that you have lost is never coming back. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda used to say, Al-waqt aghla min dah. Time is more precious than gold. Time is more precious than gold. You lose gold, you can recoup it. But the time that you have lost, you never get him back. So take every single moment of your life. So renew, number one. Number two, rush. Number three, repent. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how much wrong you've done, it doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah, you've not killed 99 people. You've not killed 99 people. Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, has quoted the hadith in Kitab al-Tawbah. Yeah, amongst the Israelites, there was an individual killed 99 people. Fahalli min tawbah. Is there any tawbah for me? There is still, the door of tawbah is still open. So inshallah, tawbah, and then reform, and then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember all the ours, inshallah, and inshallah, this is a bright future for us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Next week, from 11:30 to 1:30, there will be a mobile truck outside. Inshallah, they are going to be here, to most probably from the NHS. They are going to give a free health check to anyone that wants to, mashallah, check your BP, or maybe if you've got diabetes. Some people say never get nothing checked out, because, you know, they say khake maro. They say you eat and you eat and you eat and then you die, rather than be careful and cautious and then you die. But no, inshallah, you have to be very, very particular in regards to your health. The Messenger of Allah, السلام, that's what you will find. The Messenger of Allah never had beef. Rasulullah never ate beef. So mashallah, the youngsters who are here, who are very, very active, mashallah, with your beef burgers, mashallah, it was not something that the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to have. Rasulullah never had beef, and the reason why, because it was very high on cholesterol. It's very high on cholesterol, beef. So inshallah, you know, you need to be very, very particular in regards to what you eat and maintain your health. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, Al-batnu, batn, and your stomach is the root of all illnesses. So you should be very, very careful, inshallah. Be punctual in regards to your health. Inshallah, try and walk, try and do some exercise. Okay, your dietary control is very, very essential. So inshallah, if anyone wants to have a check, maybe they'll be here from 11:30. Okay, and inshallah, they will teach you time management. You believe me, they will be here before 11:30. And mashallah, we know what time Jumu'ah Bayan starts, but we can't come at 11:45. You know, it's just, I'm trying to say that we were the ones that were taught time management by the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have taken everything in terms of our practices, they have taken and we have lagged behind. So inshallah, this is announcement number one. Number two, the January timetable is available if you want to take, inshallah. And mashallah, if you're not too particular with your health, mashallah, there's some Fox's biscuits outside, you can have some biscuits, inshallah. And then inshallah, brother Nuruddin will do his collection for Gaza next week, inshallah. And brothers, please, this is very, very important. You must make sure your backs are covered when you are going into sajda. When you come here, you must be clothed in a manner befitting coming to the courtyard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are coming to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last announcement, inshallah, please, during the khutbah and during Jumu'ah, people should not be on their phones. Okay, you know, we look down at people who have a drug addiction. But the phone is a digital addiction as well. So inshallah, please try and avoid, at least for the duration of Jumu'ah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا عباد الله فاتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أيها المسلمون نحن على أعتاب بداية جديدة والبدايات الصادقة تحتاج إلى قواعد واضحة وأعمال جادة ومن رحمة الله بنا أن دلنا على طريق الإصلاح والفلاح ويمكن أن نلخصه اليوم في 5 أمور عظيمة أولا المسارعة إلى الخير قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فاستبقوا الخيرات لا تؤجل الطاعة ولا تؤخر التوبة ولا تتكاسل عن الخير فالعمر قصير والفرص لا تعود ثانيا التجديد جدد نيتك مع الله وجدد إيمانك وجدد علاقتك بالقرآن والصلاة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الإيمان لا يخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب فاسألوا الله أن يجدد الإيمان في قلوبكم ثالثا التوبة التوبة باب مفتوح لا يغلق حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها قال سبحانه وتعالى توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون فتوبى لمن بدأ بدايته بدمعة ندم وصدق ورجوع رابعا الإصلاح أصلح قلبك وأصلح عبادتك وأصلح أخلاقك وأصلح ما بينك وبين الناس قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم خامسا العزم العزم الصادق هو مفتاح الثبات لا تكن ممن يبدأ ولا يكمل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل رواه ابن ماجه عباد الله اجعلوا هذه الأيام بداية صدق مع الله مسارعة في الخير تجديدا في الإيمان توبة النسوح إصلاحا للنفس وعزما لا يتراجع اللهم جدد إيماننا وتب علينا وأصلح قلوبنا وارزقنا العزم والثبات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر في الجنة وعمر في الجنة وعثمان في الجنة وعلي في الجنة قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عن شأنهم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نسل الدين واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خزل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ إخواننا في فلسطين واللهم انصرهم في السودان اللهم انصرهم في اليمن اللهم انصرهم في جميع أنحاء العالم اللهم فرج كربهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Brothers, please, inshallah, fill in all the gaps that are in front of you, inshallah. Shoulder to shoulder, garments above the ankles, phones on silent, brothers.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
سووا الصفوف فان تسويه الصفوف من اقامه الصلاه وصلوا صلاه المؤذنين يا عباد الله الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه we have a brother whose relative has passed away in Ghana inshallah we make dua for him Allah grant him jannatul firdaus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant sabr to the family inshallah Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika Allahumma la mani lima atait wa la mu'ti lima mana'ta wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd ya rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim Allahumma fali hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghidina wa kabidina wa ذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.